This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, seriously, get involved. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can buy my book. Why? Look at Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. You don't have to. You don't even have to be afraid of us. Seriously. I know you've been told a whole bunch of stuff about those old white guys, but we're really not that way. And you're always talking about, you know, especially the left, you're always talking about, you know, you're the big tent, right? We all ought to get along. We need to understand each other. Yeah, maybe some of you do. I don't know. But how does that happen unless you learn about us? Unless you stop listening to other people who tell you about what we're thinking. That's kind of weird, isn't it? How much sense does that make? How can you get into my head? It's a very scary place to be. You don't want to be there. I'm telling you. Again, 855-REAL-JOE if you want to get involved in the conversation. 855-732-5563. Let me know where I'm wrong, where I'm off, and how nasty and mean I am. You know what? Some of you guys send me emails later on after the show's over. One of these days I should read them on the air. I do it from time to time when I get really irritated. But isn't this like keying somebody's car in the parking lot at the end of the night? If you've got something to say to me, why don't you hop in the chat room? That's on therealside.com. Or you can go up to Facebook where there's a lot of, you know, I get your chat. I know, that's an old term. But you're chatting on Facebook, right? You're talking on Facebook. You're dealing with each other on Facebook. So why don't you, hop up there? Again, I know I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but my God, it's a great place to go and get involved with other people that are smarter than I am. So our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, was going to join us after the first break. And man, he's revved up a bit. And part of it is something I got mad about earlier, which I don't understand. BLM screaming about how Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, right? Black people are being taken advantage of. They're being killed in record numbers by white cops. And here we have a black man that walks up and for no reason whatsoever, other than his girlfriend broke up with him, got him mad or whatever, shot the man dead. Senseless, senseless, senseless black killing. And what do we get? What do we get out of the news media? What do we get out of BLM? Nothing. Not a thing. So is BLM real? Do they honestly care? And then, you know, again, this is the argument that I've had all along. And I know you people hate, you know, when you talk about radical Islam, when you talk about things that are going on in the Muslim world, if you would. I'm going to say, because we do it. I do it on this show. If there's a Christian who shows up at a Planned Parenthood, blows the place up, shoots a doctor, kills people going in, guess what? There's a bunch of us screaming how wrong that is. That's not our God. That's not the way our God deals with things. We don't do it that way. Or my God doesn't do it that way. But we scream about it. We open our mouths about it. Why doesn't it happen in the Muslim community? I'm just curious. Now, Fresno shooting rampage today. Three people killed. Suspect yelling, Allahu Akbar. I guess that means God is great, good, and all that stuff. He also made posts against white people. So not only does he hate white people, but he's doing it in the name of Allah. Right? And the three people were killed. Now, the man went on a shooting spree in downtown Fresno. Now, this happened on Tuesday while shouting, God is great, in Arabic, before he was tackled and taken into custody by police. Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer said officials took Corey Ali Muhammad, 39, into custody in connection to the shooting. Dyer said that Muhammad went by the nickname Black Jesus. Can he even say that the same way, right? He shouted out, Allahu Akbar, which means, you know, God is great, as police tackled him. Now, Dyer said at the news conference, Muhammad had made posts against white people, and the government on his Facebook page, all of the victims of the shooting rampage on Tuesday were white men. Now, these individuals who were chosen today did not do anything to deserve what they got. Dyer said these were unprovoked attacks by an individual that was intent on carrying out homicides, of shooting people in the name of his God. Now, the other thing about that, what I think this is hilarious, of all the places he goes, right? He went to, all right, so one person was shot at the, in a PG&E utility truck, which is for those of you who don't live in California, it's like Edison in Northern California. The second person was shot on Fulton Street, and a third person was shot in the parking lot of Catholic Charities. Hello, Catholic Charities. They do more charity work in this country and abroad than any other organization there is. So think about that. And where's the outrage? I'm looking. Where is the small Muslim groups, cliques, whatever? Where's the local mosque screaming, this is not us. This is not what we do. This is not our God. This guy's a nut job. I just want to hear it. I want to hear it. And we don't have to wait till the end of the day. We don't have to wait 3 days till they figure it out. The man was screaming, God is great. You know, and then from a Christian standpoint, with they shooting up Planned Parenthood, I've never heard any one of them or heard tell every one of them that they were screaming that Jesus was great. Praise Jesus for me taking out these lives. Not a one. Corey Duncan's going to try to make some sense out of all this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do. Even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. How impatient some of you are. You know what? Most of you guys listening believe in capitalism. How do we pay for the show? Unless you're sending me money. Send me some money, and we'll do this a little differently. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, but you shouldn't. You don't even know us. Some of you are just taking the party line, you're spewing the party line. And there's nothing there. Anyway, let's get him on, because I'm going to explode, and he has to help me out. He has to help me not explode. Although, he won't. He'll help me get even hotter. Corey Duncan joins us, our, who we lovingly refer to as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, always love when you're on the show with me.
Always a pleasure to come on and appear in my commentary.
Well, you know, Corey, in the last segment I was talking about, some people have already commented on, the fellow in Fresno that shot three people. I think he shot four people, but three are dead. And he was, you know, he was yelling Allahu Akbar or whatever, hey, God is great and all of that. He hates white people. And I'm saying, where is the local, if Islam is the religion of peace, where are the local imams? Why aren't they coming out like we do as Christians? When I have a Christian nut job that goes shooting up Planned Parenthood, I'm the first guy on the radio saying, I don't know what God he's talking about. That guy is an idiot, all right? Where are the imams coming out saying, this guy does not represent our religion? Have you seen anything?
Well, once again, thank you for having me appear. Come on, get my commentary. Now it's really going to come apparent that that's what's going on because we don't have Mr. Barack in no more to take and hide him or whatever, or to speak up for him in their behalf or whatever, or just totally turn a blind eye. They're not going to speak up about it because, you know, it's an inside job. And it's more or less that, you know, whatever they do, they're not going to say anything about it because it's an unforeseen war that's going on with, you know, with basically Christians and Muslims and just basically with, the attack on religion and playing the race card. And a lot of people say it doesn't have nothing to do with playing the race card because you're Muslim or whatever like that, but you would think it's the same way as why don't the black leaders, the same liberal Democrats, come out and say something about the stuff that's going on in Chicago every night and going on in Baltimore every night where you get these hot summer nights and you know they're basically funeral possessions or you know the funeral parlors are making a killing literally and you know every night they're scraping somebody up off the ground with a spatula. So, you know, why don't they go into these cities? Why don't they speak up just like the Muslim clerks should speak up about, you know, especially in these cities where it's predominantly Muslim?
Oh, I don't know. And that's what I keep coming back to. It wouldn't take, if these guys would come up on a regular basis and start talking about how, you know, these people that go shoot up these, kill people in the street and name them of Muhammad or Allah or whatever, that they would get at least a little bit of credibility, a little bit of traction, but they don't do that. And then they accuse us. They accuse us of hating on them. They accuse us of causing this to happen. It makes no... Look, it is no different. I know this will poke you. It is no different than this black man that I know does not represent the black community, but this black man that comes out shoots an old retired black man collecting cans, okay, and shoots him in the name of his girlfriend. And where's BLM? These people were incensed at the blacks that were being killed. What happened? Did they close up?
Well, see, the only problem about this is that But this situation, you know, if it's a situation where you can't blame Whitey, then they're not going to be in front of the cameras. And you know what that's all about. But, this is something random that happened and they said that it happened to the gentleman. But, it's just the fruits of what you see out here. You got a lot of people that's walking around. And, I heard a friend of mine, I seen a post they made earlier today about that they're a gun advocate. Or whatever. Well, it wouldn't be like this if we didn't have guns. Well, okay, whatever. I mean, it's going to be like that. So they take a knife, then you're just going to ban all knives. So, I mean, you know, the gun didn't do the killing. The person did the killing. So, you know, then they want to start coming out after that. And I'm like, that's not going to work because nobody's going to give up their guns. And I'm like, how did you know it wasn't an illegal gun to begin with? And I'm like, they're all over the place. You can get an illegal gun faster than you get a regular gun. So, I mean... But I mean, it's sad that that happened, and especially over because you broke up with your girlfriend, or she broke up with you, and I'm like, okay, so you go out here and pick somebody random to kill, really? So you know,
he asked the guy, "Do you know so and so?" And he said, "No," and he's like, "Well, that's too bad because she's the reason why this is going to happen to you. I mean, seriously sick
yeah,
people.
That's.
But again, my irritant, and I'm not trying to go over the top of this, but remember, BLM was about every black life, and every black life matters, and, you know, every black life needs to be fought for, which I think all lives need to be fought for, but I get what they were trying to push on. But where are they now? I mean, where are the the Sharptons of the world when you sit there and you go, look, if every life does matter to you, you're talking about how people are gunned down senselessly, and I know this isn't exactly within the realm of the way that some of these other murders have taken place. You know, I just did the numbers earlier today for Chicago, and again, last week, you know, we blew it off. We didn't pay much attention to it, but you had 20 people shot last weekend again, and you had another three killed. Why aren't we hearing about this more? I think they're trying to keep it down so, you know, Trump doesn't get involved with it, or maybe what's his name? Who's the guy running that city? Rahm Emanuel. Maybe Rahm Emanuel has done something to clamp down on these people. I don't know. But, again, another 20 shootings in the weekend?
No. I mean, my whole thing is, but see, then if he steps in, then they'll want to go back to what he wants to do anyway, give law and order back to the states or whatever like that in the cities and the states and let them deal with it and take the federal people out of it. But, see, it's not going to be like that because they only want to do that if he wants to step in and bring in a federal agency or the National Guard in or something or whatever. Then they'll want to, no, we don't need your help. We don't need your help. But if old boy Barack was in there, we want the fans in. We want to federalize.
The only help we need is if you'll send us a check, right? I mean, hey, listen, we got to go for a quick break. Got to go for a quick break. Got to pay for the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hang out about 4 minutes. Come on back. We got a lot more to talk about with our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I'm watching Tucker Carlson, and it's a socialist professor on. She looks like she's trying to school him, but he's got that look on his face. Like, when you're done, I'm going to pop you because you're just out in left field. And she probably is. Out. She wants to charge or tax rich people to 80%. Anyway, I'm Joe Bocini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can buy a copy of my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you were taught to hate, but you don't have to. Also, you know, after seeing what happened in Berkeley this weekend, and, you know, those riots, not protests. Now, the Trump supporters were protesting. The anti-Trumpers were rioting, period, okay? Those cherry bombs that they threw, not cherry bombs, but those little quarter sticks of dynamite, the M-80s, those are illegal. They're against all law, all right? They need to be arrested. They need to be thrown in jail because that's not a protest. That now becomes a riot with assault. So anyway, I got these new shirts that I had made. Take a look. See? It says, hashtag stand. Stand for America. Stand to keep America great, because the only way we're going to win this is that we don't back down. We need to stand. We need to keep pushing. We need to keep moving forward. It's really that simple, okay? Now, let me bring Corey Duncan on with me, our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, thanks for being with me tonight. I always like when you're on the show.
I always like to come on and my whole thing of it is I love to come on because we keep it 100 and tell the truth and try to inform as many people as we can. So I do appreciate you having me come on.
Well, you know, that I pay you to come on, right? I mean, isn't that what I do? Because I need a black guy to come on.
You pay me to come on and say what you want, what you need me to say, and then I take, and you send me the shoes in the mail, and I shine your shoes for you, so.
Oh, God. All right, got me on that one. So, listen, I want to talk about your girlfriend, you know, somebody who's very close to us. The daughter of Representative Maxine Waters out of California, we recently found out, she was paid nearly $70,000 by her mother's campaign during the 2016 election. Now, she has been paid a total, Karen Waters is her name, she has been paid a total of over $600,000 by her mom since 2006 to work her campaign. Now, if you understand campaign law, right, this is kind of like at the gray area kind of thing. You got to be really careful about paying family and what they do and that kind of thing. So she's been caught doing that. Then, let me see. This is the first time that Waters has gotten herself into ethical hot water, remember? It happened several times over. She's been 30 years in Congress, this woman. I mean, when do we move them along? She's been brought up on charges by her own people. Barney Frank brought her up on charges. And when she got involved in the middle of the banking scandal, that was a big deal, too. Again, it just goes on and on. There was another fellow we did last week? Alcee Hastings out of Florida. Now, he got involved in the corruption scandal to the point to up over $2.5 million with his girlfriend over the last 20 years. They're getting really good at this, aren't they? I mean...
They're not getting good at it. They've been good at it for years, and they're career criminals, and see, when they get caught, then they try to flip the script and play the card or whatever. But, you know, this is on both sides of the aisle. So, you know, I mean, you just have to understand, politics and understand how these guys get their jobs. They were crooks before they came into the power that they have. And now when they have the power, they just abuse it. I mean, when you're not used to power, and you get it, this is the kind of attitude or the kind of things that you see happen. Not only that, it's just what's accepted in the political realm. And then we have someone that comes along and they want to try to fix this or at least try to do something that's right or whatever, you know, i.e. draining the swamp or whatever. Then you have, this or that or this. You got all kinds of establishment people coming out against you. So, you know, it's pretty much what it is. But once you start seeing it, you already start seeing, with, you know, turning on a light and the roaches are running. So you already know what you're dealing with.
No, I hear you. And I do understand. I do agree. It's both sides. Both sides have their issues or what have you. It just seems that when the Democrats do it, there's a justification for it. They're fine with it. It makes all the sense in the world. And when a Republican or a conservative, for that matter, does it, all of a sudden it's like you're skinning cats alive in the middle of the town square. They just can't stand it, you know?
Well, no, it's not that. They play the double standard. The double standard is, don't do as I say, but, you do as I do. So, it's okay. So if I do it, you look the other direction. But if you do it, I can ridicule you. It's just all it is fun and games. This is a double standard to begin with. So,
yep. I agree with you. And again, it's why I keep coming back to my catchphrase of stand. We need to stand up for what we believe. We need to stand up for American principles and not let them force us to back down. Hey, I don't know if you heard about this this judge that actually got on the case of the police department or the cops for shooting. You ready for this one? Now, this one's going to make you laugh. A judge attacked cops for shooting a man who tried to kill them, suggests that killing cops maybe not any worse than anybody else, right? So this judge should have been removed 3 minutes after she made the statement. This comes out of New Jersey, near where you're at. Hudson County Superior Court Judge Martha Royster. She doesn't appear to think that attacking police is all, that's not a big deal. She harshly criticized officers for shooting a man who tried to kill them. Now, according to a local New Jersey source, at the hearing on Friday to discuss if Mark Heisman should be allowed into a pretrial intervention program, Judge Martha Royster took the opportunity to blast the police over the incident where Heisman was arrested. Now, she wants him. She said, let me see. I'm searching for charge attack. What is clear is that the reaction of the officer, whatever was occurring, is to shoot the defendant through a door, Judge Royster said. He was unarmed. And they knew he was unarmed. It disturbs me that every time we have misconduct by police officers or inappropriate behavior or rash judgments that they respond to under pressure, you are trained and you're no more special than anyone else. I'm thinking, okay, so what if somebody rushes the judge? Should they shoot them? I mean, think about what she's saying here. She said, even when your life's in danger, you shouldn't shoot anybody.
Well, see, the only problem about this is that, you know, the comment that's being made is through a person that's not logical. That's not even logical thinking. So, you know, I mean, that's why sometimes, you know, I used to get into these battles with liberals about the former president's, things that he did.
We refer to him because it makes everybody feel better. We refer to him as ex-president Obama.
Okay.
Ex-president. President Obama. It's a wonderful, isn't it? It makes me feel
good. Oh, okay. I'll say it that way. Ex-bomb Obama. Okay, there you go. Anyway.
I feel much better.
Anyway, moving along. Well, I used to get it because I was really, really badgering him, but I wasn't bad. I don't know him personally, but his politics stinks or whatever, and I just get a whole lot of hate mail. But, you know, people going to send you hate mail and do things like that, especially when you're telling the truth. And I have my facts, and when they don't have their facts. So my thing of it is, you know, but anyway, moving along to about that, you know, liberals always think, you know, that sounds like one of you guys out there, one of them guys, well, not you, but one of your friends out there in Berkeley, yeah, it sounds like them Nancy Pelosi type Democrats that they come up with all these weird things or whatever. And that's why then when the things happen, they want the police to be politicians. You know, policing is the word. They need to look up the word police and law enforcement and see exactly what the definition of it means. It doesn't mean walk up to somebody, give them a lollipop, and, you know, they can really mass murder a whole lot of people or whatever. You know, it's just, it's crazy. They don't want law and order, but then they want law and order to a degree. And, you know, like I tell you, like a law enforcement officer told me, and I got a lot of friends and family that's that, and, you know, if you're not doing anything wrong, they're probably not going to do it. They're probably not going to mess with you. But if you're doing something wrong or you don't obey their commands or whatever, what they're telling you to do or asking you to do or whatever, then, okay, yeah, you probably are going to have problems.
Yeah, oh, I love these guys who get pulled over by the cops and they crack the window, okay? Now, some of my hardcore right friends are going to go, yo, well, they have a right to do that. Well, probably not the time to argue your point. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
They stick their driver's license. Have you seen this? They stick their driver's license out the window, but not until they argue with the cop for a few minutes, and they're saying, I don't have to show you this. I don't have to do that. I don't have to roll down my window. And one cop, he pulls out his billy club, and he goes, well, either you're going to open it or I'm going to open it. You got a choice. Anyway, we've got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Corey Duncan joins us. Don't go far.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, I do really appreciate the time. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to. I don't know why you'd want to, but there is a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to and enjoying. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air. I also... I know you guys do, too, because you keep asking for them. I also like when our next guest, or our next guest, please, same guest, Corey Duncan. I know. You know what it is? It's the end of the hour. I'm trying to catch up. My brain's trying to catch up with my mouth. Anyway, Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us as he does every week. And we talk about the issues of the day and the things that are, you know, dealing mostly with the inner city because he's so involved. I mean, Corey, again, Baltimore, the issues in Baltimore, what went on with the six being arrested, that is far from over, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's far from being over. It's kind of quiet, so you know what that means. There's a lot of legal backdoor things going on, and somebody's going to be sitting on somebody's beach. All six officers are going to be sitting on someone's beach this summer and stuff, sitting there counting their money, and they should. And Ms. Mosby should be disbarred, as I always say every week. Or whatever, when you make a political play and you try to ruin someone's career and basically put their families and lives in jeopardy, yeah, it should be one huge cash settlement, you know, considering, you know, she tried to progress her political career along, you know, not the career she had, you know, legally, or whatever, but she kind of, you know, it's sickening when you have people and they try to convict you before they even, you know, it's even a conviction. And, you know, you can gave $6 million worth of taxpayers' money to someone that's not appropriated, but for $150,000 for wrongful death. But, you know, hey, like, hey, it's just like Seth Rollins fake said, hey, it's just property. Let them burn it down. Let them burn down half of the city. It's just property.
God.
That's why she's not in office now.
You know, I hear what these people say and what they get away with. And there's no outrage from the locals. It's almost like either they're not paying attention, they don't care, or they've resigned themselves to the fact that this is just the way it is, and they can't do anything to change it, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, you have people that are always talking about something. You know, don't talk about something if you're not going to get involved. Don't talk about something if you're not going to say anything publicly or even on Facebook or you have your own blog or whatever. You know, that's all a part of getting involved. But when you get involved, I always say this, you know, I'll never speak on something that I don't have the facts. And I'll never speak on something that I'm hearing, from someone else. You know, I listen to a lot of people, and I develop my own, you know, I listen to what other radio personalities like yourself says or whatever, and even blogs. And, you know, I develop my own thought process, and I do the background or whatever. So I'm not just speaking just up from thin air or whatever. But, you know, when you do that, a lot of people that like, even some of your listeners that don't like what I say or whatever, but you know, I deal with the truth. And, you know, that's why I'm so happy that, you know, along with yourself, I have to have me to come on and appear or whatever, because, you know, it's the grassroots gentlemen and the grassroots ladies that appear on these shows or whatever. They know more than your average journalist. The journalist is, always remember, when you're seeing one of them journalists on television, they're edited, and they're told what to say and what not to say or how far. See, but this, you're not. So you're probably getting more of the truth from coming on here and listening.
Okay, let's see how much trouble I can actually get you in tonight. So
I'm always in trouble. Anyone can tell you that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, anyone
within this household can tell you that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't need my help. I realize that. But you have your kids are in sports. A couple of your kids have, I think, won scholarships or have a chance of winning scholarships mm-hmm. because of their sports mm-hmm. abilities, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I got three going to Florida State in another year or two. So.
There you go. See that? They're going to rename the state.
Yeah.
They're going to rename the school after you if you keep it up. You know? Duncan
exactly.
State School. Hey, so
yeah, here come the Duncans.
Yeah. So and you have both girls and boys involved in sports, correct?
Exactly. Yep. Correct. Okay. That's correct.
So I want you to know that the female track team welcomes a boy who is a transgender but hasn't transitioned any body parts as of yet. So he or she is just stating they are the other. So at Cromwell High School, Connecticut, they've welcomed a freshman boy who identifies as a girl onto the girls' track team. Adrea Yearwood, a freshman, ran in competition against girls on Wednesdays, performing extremely well with the time in the 100-meter dash that would have placed second in last year's state open. Now, the girls are very upset about this, but they're being browbeat to say that, you know, you can't do this. You know, he identifies as a girl, therefore he has a right to do this mm-hmm. or what have you. How would you feel as a dad? Your daughter has been beating her brains out to be the best on track, and then this guy shows up who identifies as a female and just pummels everybody. How would you feel about that? And use clean language.
That's really low. But what I'll say to it is this. well, personally, you know, I'm always for a minority, or well, I'll say for a black man, I'm very ultra conservative. And as I told you once before, I don't have anything to say about people that or anyone that wants to be transgender or this or that or whatever. I mean, that's what they want to do. But that doesn't mean that I have to run my household like that. And it doesn't have to mean that, you know, that I'm okay with it with my children. My children, I can't say what they will or what they won't do. or whatever, but they have been brought up a certain way and in a certain household. So I'm not going to sit on here because I'm not perfect, and I can't sit up and say, well, you know, I'll judge anyone, but not my house. And I personally, to answer your question about that or whatever, but I might have to really sit and think on that one.
But here's my point, though. Anything that you do, any way you cut it, any way you think, your muscle structure, your bone structure is still that of a male. You still have a different body strength. You still have, you know what I'm saying? So here you have your daughter who's beat her brains out, probably skipped things that she wanted to go to because she wanted to win, you know, these meets or these the medals that she wanted to win. And here's somebody who steps in that just simply by birth has a leg up on her. I would be furious. I would be furious to say, look, if there's categories, like there are in you know, certain things as categories, then that person needs to be put in a different category because I've been beating my brains out. My daughter's been beating her brains out to have a fair shake, and this is not a fair shake.
No, in actuality, in athletics, that's not a fair shake. And, you know, it's no more better than PED and, you know, taking performance enhancing or supplements or whatever. So, you know, I don't understand how you can take and put, you know, put the both of them in the same category or whatever, because it's truly not. I mean, the bone structure is different. The genetics is different. Everything about it is different. So, I really don't understand that one.
Yeah, I don't either because I'm looking at this and I'm saying, you know, you want to use the bathroom, I guess you use the bathroom, whatever you're going to do. I don't know. There's certain other things you want to do, that's fine. But when it comes to the physical strength, you know, I've had doctors on the show. We've talked about this. Upper body strength is different. Lower body strength is different between the two. The way they process things mentally is different. When you have all these natural differences, I don't know how they do this. And again, I brought it up because I know that your kids, especially, are very active in sports, and I'm this would be devastating if they were going to give a scholarship, a free ride to the person who came in first on one of these things, and all of a sudden this 15-year-old male identifies as a female shows up, and he beats the beats the crap out of everybody else in the meets. This would bother me.
Right, and really that's unfair because technically he's not, I mean, if this is for girls, he's not a girl. So, you know, I mean, but see, they're not going to touch it because they know they, you know, they're bringing up a lawsuit or they'd be ready to boycott him or whatever. But, you know, eventually this is going to really have to be looked into because, you know, I mean, what you going to have all Olympics for? Yeah. The transgender, and then you're going to have Olympics for, I mean, these days you don't know who's a boy.
Yep.
Right. Is that, you don't know who's a male and not a male and who's a female. I mean, you need a scorecard. You need a program to just keep up with it.
Yeah. It gets out of control, out of hand, and we don't even know where to start. Okay, Corey, really quick, how do people find you?
All right, Corey Paris, Magic Duncan on Facebook, and Corey Paris Duncan on Twitter. Buy the shirt, stay in.
Yeah, that's right. I'll talk about that more later, but you head up to my website. I've got shirts stand. You need to stand for freedom. Stand for what you believe in. You see it on me now. You can find it on the website, therealside.com/store. That's STORE for those of you who can't spell well. Now, look, if you're on Facebook, you have to restart at the top of the hour. It's not my rules. It's theirs. All right, and then we're going to talk about Obama's political spying scandal. Did it stop at Trump? Actually, let's start it off this way. Did it start at Trump? Because you're going to find out it didn't. This goes so much deeper. I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.